This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The dating website OkCupid is run by nerds, very, very nerdish nerds, in fact, who like to analyze the huge amount of data a site like that generates, you know, clicks and likes and messages between members, attractiveness ratings, that sort of thing. And that swirl of data gets crunched and processed and discussed in their excellent blog. And the results are never less than fascinating. Yesterday, for instance, they took a dive deep into different patterns of messaging to their female members, meaning which ladies get noticed, which ones get email messages from which guys, and why. And the results are interesting, but fair warning, the language of nerds when talking about math and the ladies is pretty blunt. What they discovered is that statistically, the most popular women on the site aren't the ones with the highest average attractiveness ratings. They're the ones with the most disparate. So a lady with her attractiveness ratings divided into a barbell shape, you know, lots of ones on one side, lots of tens on the other, well, she gets more attention than a lady with lots of sevens. So it's better, apparently, to have some guys think you're hot and some guys think you're totally not than to have most guys think you're cute. And when you really think about it, figuring out who people are attracted to and why, well, it's a lot like figuring out which music people like to listen to and why. And that's what sites like Pandora and Last.fm are up to. Or what websites you might be interested in, and that's what StumbleUpon is doing. Or even what stuff you might want to do or buy or see, and that's what Amazon tries to figure out, or the website Hunch. I mean, everything, when you get down to it, it's kind of like dating. Now, when people talk about a TV show they used to watch but don't anymore, they often use the language of the breakup. They'll say, we just drifted apart. I didn't like where it was going. I just lost interest in it. And when they watch a TV show they like, it's, I never miss it. I'm excited about seeing it tonight. I need to talk to my friends about it. So predicting what people want, what might delight them or surprise them or attract them, I mean, that's what everyone in show business is supposed to be good at. But we're not. See, we spend lots of money on focus groups and test screenings to try to get a movie or TV show to the broadly appealing range, to the cute range, to a bunch of sevens. And that made sense back when the TV audience was huge and monolithic and measured in the tens of millions rather than the ones of millions. But now, according to dating site nerd number crunchers, TV networks would be better off going for a more disparate audience reaction. A lot of people who hate a show and a lot of people who love a show are more valuable and, according to OkCupid, probably more financially lucrative than a whole lot of people who just think a show is cute. There's no money in cute, according to the dating site nerds, and they have the data to prove it. Now, maybe the tech team at OkCupid should be running a TV network and swanning around in BMWs and sushi lunches rather than hunched over a screen at 3 a.m. coding and eating ramen. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll wait to make plans. In the meantime, head over to kcrw.com/martinishot and tell us how you'd pick a show. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.